Everybody, welcome. Good afternoon. My name is Kanan Reinberger. I'm the president of Springfield Firefighters Local 37. This is a historical day for us, as also with the PBPA. As far as we know, this is our first joint endorsement that we've done for the mayor of the city of Springfield, for Misty Buescher. We feel that she has been an advocate of us. She has had great conversations with us. We're able to talk to her. She has a good vision for where we want to go and where we want to be. As the fire department, we would like to be more involved in the city, not just with putting out fires, but post-pandemic looking, we want to be more involved with EMS. We want to be more involved just out in the community, helping with the investigations, being proactive as opposed to reactive. We'd like to grow our department to make those things happen. We're working with the same staffing that we've had since the early 90s, and we run about 1,000 calls more per year every year. So we're looking to grow. We're working to use the study that we've had, and Misty's been nothing but an open door to have that conversation. None of us are expecting everybody to get everything they want, but she's open to a lot of ideas, and she has a lot of her ideas on her own. With that being said, I'd like to introduce Tammy Russell, the president of the PBPA, to talk about what the police want. Thanks, Tammy.
Good afternoon. As Kanan said, I'm Tammy Russell. I'm the president of the Springfield Benevolent and Protective Association, Unit Number 5, the union that represents the sergeants and the officers of the Springfield Police Department. I'm honored to speak today in support of Misty Buescher for mayor with our brothers and sisters of the Springfield Fire Department Local 37. As law enforcement officers, we are dedicated to serving and protecting the residents of Springfield. We understand the importance of a strong leadership and effective decision-making in ensuring the safety and well-being of our great city. Misty knows the issues and provides a fresh and energetic energy that will immediately be benefited by all of Springfield. Misty strongly believes, like I do, that the most qualified person will be selected for leadership roles within her administration, without any preference given to particular gender, race, or connection. Moreover, Misty Buescher has a deep understanding of the importance of a strong relationship between law enforcement and all of the community, and I mean all of our community. I am confident that Misty Buescher will be an exceptional mayor and a strong partner for first responders as we work together to make and keep Springfield a vibrant place to live, work, and raise our families. Since yesterday was Abraham Lincoln's birthday, I will leave you with a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Be with a leader when he is right. Stay with him when he is still right. But leave him when he is wrong. Springfield, it is time to leave our old leader behind and welcome a new leader. Your next mayor of Springfield, Misty Buescher.
I would first like to say thank you to all the supporters who are here and to the first responders of our community. Our Springfield Fire Department and our Springfield Police Department are the backbone of our Springfield community. When I am out knocking on doors, talking to the public, public safety is number one in every conversation. People are worried about crime in their neighborhoods. That affects our Springfield Police Department. They're worried about break-ins in their garages, in their homes, in their cars. The Springfield Police Department has been understaffed for far too long, and they know they have my commitment to solve that issue. Our Springfield Fire Department is our first responders, and as you saw recently how important their expertise is in the EMT field, not just fighting fires, but as our fire department and our police department has stated, I am here to represent all people of the community, including our employees. And our employees want a mayor who will stand up, make decisions, and be a leader in the community, I am not afraid to make a decision. I am not afraid to make policy decisions. And I am not afraid to support the men and women of the Springfield Fire Department and the Springfield Police Department. I am honored to have their endorsement today. I was talking to a local labor leader earlier this morning, and he said, Misty, I don't know that I've known a mayoral candidate to get every labor union's endorsement, construction, trade, and labor union endorsement, and then police and fire together. He's like, this is historical. And the people who work know that I am a leader who will lead, and I will make decisions. I will move this city forward for the betterment of all of the community, and I am proud to have your endorsement, and you have my word that I have your back as well. So thank you. Stand over here for a photo op.
Let me start with you. You mentioned police department staffing. If you say it, according to the microphone. You mentioned police department staffing. Fire department must talk about staffing. Mm-hmm. What commitments have you made to increase staffing? Any idea how much that might cost?
So the staffing levels are not where they're supposed to be because the current mayor had decided to put a hiring freeze out there in past years for both police and fire. And what that has done is it's created for our police department to have... They've had to go to 12-hour shifts. They've agreed to do 12-hour shifts for this community because of the low staffing levels. The men and women of the police department have stepped up. The administration needs to do the same. They have my word, I will do that. As far as the fire department goes, we were on a hiring hiatus because the mayor hired a study that was the CPSM study because they were looking to decrease manning, so they didn't want to hire. And they were looking to decrease minimum manning. What that study came out and actually said was we don't have enough manning. We do not have enough firefighters on duty at any time. That's exactly what the study said. The study is out there for everyone to see. These two departments know that I want well-being for not only their staffing levels, but for the community. If you have police officers who are working overtime in 12-hour shifts, at some point in time, are you at risk for another situation like Memphis happening? That situation in Memphis had a lot of very green, untrained officers. We want to avoid that, but we can only avoid that by looking at our staffing levels because our senior leaders in that department are going to other departments because they're not going to keep doing those 12-hour shifts. We have to solve that.
Do you know yet what it might cost to get to the levels that you and they think are appropriate?
So it's actually not a cost. They've been saving us money by doing the 12-hour shifts. If you look at the budget, they are under budget in their manpower. So you would just go to what's in the budget.
Same for the fire department?
The fire department, because of the lack of hiring for those years, has had, as you've seen and probably talked about in the media yourself, tons of overtime costs. That was done by the administration, by the mayor's administration, those overtime costs, not by the working men and women of the fire department because we didn't hire. So they have overtime. They're working extra shifts to cover that. So we would get rid of that $2 million in overtime by having just the proper staffing levels.
The police and your president mentioned appointments based upon qualifications, not race, gender, or other criteria. Is that something that's not happening right now? What would be different if you were mayor?
So I've made a commitment that my cabinet would be both Democrats and Republicans. We're nonpartisan. We need to govern in a nonpartisan light in City Hall. We will move the ball forward together with both Democrats and Republicans working together. That is something I am committed to doing. I will follow the nepotism policy at the city. You will not have a director that will be a family member of mine. You have my commitment.
Timmy, if you could set up a throw it, because you mentioned race and gender in addition to political considerations as well. Again, is that something that you see is happening right now, that promotions are being made for reasons other than qualification?
Yes, we have seen some of that happen throughout the city. I'm not saying just for our department, but throughout the entire city.
And for the fire president, can you talk about what the department, what the union would like to see in terms of the fire department's relationship to EMS and what commitments candidate Busher has made regarding that?
So we do provide EMS. That's the majority of what we do for the city. And as far as Ms. Busher has stated, we would like to start programs earlier in high schools. With CACC, you can get through the fire science program, the EMT program, and basically develop a pipeline to get those students into the department that way, whether it be minority recruitment. You start with everybody earlier, and they have a direct path, and they can see where that future is going to go, because the numbers have been low as far as just our testing cycles and paramedics nationwide, and to get them involved early and not miss that 18 to 21 year range of bringing them back in is kind of the route that would work well in this city, in this department.
The department, or the union rather, want to see changes in how this is structured, having the fire department involved with emergency transport rather than private ambulance companies, or how much have you looked
at? I mean, we are involved with it to a degree. We do provide our medical service on private ambulances currently. By no means am I speaking ill of the private companies, but just the number of ambulances on the streets does not meet the call volume of the citizens of Springfield. So there's long wait times for anybody to get an ambulance at any time of the day.
So what do you want to see change to make that better?
We would love to be able to add to that. If it meant adding our own transport service to supplement what's not being done, it's the same contract that was started in the 90s with the three companies that are in town, and it's the same rules, and we're 30 years past that. So we would love to, and we have we have the resources, we have the people, we have paramedics on the job, and we want to provide that service because that's what people expect from us.
And Misty, is that something you would institute as mayor, to have the department have its own ambulances and handle transport, at least to actually have that transport?
So I met with the fire chief in Chatham, because Chatham does have ambulance services that they offer of their own. And the chief explained to me the best way to start out in tiny steps. And I have already previously stated to the media that this would not compete with the three ambulance services in Springfield at this time. Those ambulance services receive the bulk of their actual paid jobs on prearranged transports. The Springfield Fire Department wants nothing to do with that. The Springfield Fire Department wants to be there for true emergencies. So I've already talked to the Village of Chatham, how they have their program set up, and I've already talked to the union and asked, would your union because everything's through the union contract, be willing to look at this and negotiate it. And they said, absolutely. This union, and so does the police union, they want what's best for the citizens of Springfield. They want the citizens of Springfield to have quick response times. And both unions are finding that that's not happened, whether it's from the police side or the fire side. And their passion is to take care of the citizens in Springfield. They care.